Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Kelly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Kelly. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Askew reaches second base with a double. Whitfield scores. Alvis moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Word has Alvis trapped. There's the throw to Freehan and back to Word, who tags Alvis for the out. Askew moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. 1 out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Aguirre. Hinton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitfield is hit by the pitch. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Monbuquette now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. 1 out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley, who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing shortstop. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood pinch hits for Bill Monbuquet. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Cash moves to second. Dick Raditz now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-4 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Euler reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Gates Brown pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanley scores. Euler moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Euler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.